friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess.
Welcome everybody to episode 24 of Good Friends and Fess. While the other hosts are out slapping their shillelaghs, we're here to bring you the good stuff. I'm Steven.
I'm Lee.
I'm Lexi.
I'm Leroy.
General chit-chat.
That was a motorbike kicking out at the end. Alright, so last night I had something incredibly weird that happened. It was very funny as well. But
look forward to hearing about it.
Oh, well, you're about to hear it. You're about to hear it.
Oh, no, good. I just thought you'd introduce it and be like, yeah,
no, so that's I'm not pretty much it. I had something weird and funny happen to me. So yeah, what have
cool,
we got next?
Cool story, bro.
No. Yeah, so me and my mates got really, really, really wasted and watched Tim and Eric's $1 billion movie. It was hilarious. We're in tears watching that. Anyway, kept on drinking. Slowly was starting to pass out. And I decided to go to bed. And then at about 4:30 in the morning, my housemate Hemo just like crashes through my door and just climbs into bed with me. And like I was still half pissed, and I wake up and I'm like, Hemo, fuck off, get out of my bed, what are you doing? And he goes, and passes out. And I couldn't get him out of my bed, and it was pitch black in my room. I was like, oh, fuck it. And I just rolled over and fell asleep.
Sure.
So, fast forward about 3 hours later at 7:30 in the morning, and I wake up and I turn around, he's still there. So I prod him and I say, Hamo, fuck off. But I actually look closer and it wasn't my housemate Hamo at all. It was my other housemate's boyfriend had come home shit-faced and climbed into the wrong room into bed.
Oh,
and was sleeping next to me all night.
Did he try to go in for a cheeky spoon or anything?
No, nothing. I was prodding him to go and like to fuck off, and he must have thought that it was Vanessa or something. I was just like, oh, leave me alone.
Yeah. I'm not keen for it, baby.
And so, I woke up in the morning. I couldn't wake him up, so I had to go in my housemate's room. And I was like, oh, Vanessa, can you help me get your boyfriend out of my bed?
Your dead shit boyfriend.
So, yeah, she woke him up, and he was quite stunned when he realised that he was in my bedroom. Yeah, that was very scary, though.
That is.
Scary and funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Did he end up spooning you?
No, there was no physical contact.
Oh, that's
And I assured
sucks.
Him of it that, you know, nothing freaky went on. Because he seemed quite confused and dazed when he woke up.
Was he clothed when he woke up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, okay. He was fully clothed. He just climbed into bed with me. The scary thing was, though, I was at such a state. That could have been anyone. Well, it was anyone.
Yeah.
It was someone that I didn't expect it to be. But I still didn't even wake up fully and get them out. I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll just leave them in there.
That could have been a homeless dude.
Could have been just a homeless dude. In.
Yeah, but
could
if he's been... just trying to snuggle up for a bit of warmth, what's the harm he's doing?
Just well, who knows? He could have shanked me in my sleep and I would have thought it was
Yeah, but he's going to shank you and you're asleep. He's going to shank you, you know what I mean? If he's cuddling up to you.
Yeah, I suppose
who
so.
Who cares? I think anyone can go in for a cuddle. That's my general policy.
Yeah.
I'm a cuddle.
Don't bet your doors have locks here or something, no?
No, we don't lock it. We're not the Michael Jackson family, yeah, man. We don't lock our bedroom doors.
You don't lock your bedroom door, do you?
I don't have it locked yet.
Why are you judging him for it?
And none of our bedroom... What?
In Malaysia.
We lock our bedroom doors.
Yeah.
I lock mine for safety reasons. Yes.
Your bedroom door?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like I lock the whole house up and
yeah, lock
the bedroom
house,
door.
But I don't lock the bedroom door. I don't have a lock on my...
I was going to say, because like you live with your missus, yeah?
Yeah.
Who are you trying to lock out of your room? If it's just you and her?
Well, we're not in the best area, so...
So if somebody breaks into your house, then they'll have to get through... If they get through one door, they're getting through another, mate.
Oh, mate, this lock... Yeah. No, you can just like get your thumb and turn it, and it unlocks the bedroom door.
Yeah.
But I just hope people don't know that.
I'm sure whatever...
Well, now our three listeners are well aware.
And this is still at 32 Ava Crescent, yeah? That's the one, isn't it? Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
What the shit?
Ragdonville. Yeah, man. No, I've got a please come in sign on my door. Just anyone's welcome.
Just random. You lonely bastard.
Yeah. Quite often I stay up late waiting for people to hear that
front
noise.
Front door wide open.
Yeah.
A hot pot of fucking gravy cooking.
I've got a fan that blows out the smell to attract people as they walk by.
And still they never come in.
Not even the dogs will come in.
Not even a stray dog will visit you in bed. You lonely soul.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough about my social life.
Yeah. So Leroy, you've just walked in from driving up to the old Chiljura. How was the drive?
It's pretty boring as usual. I ran over a black brown snake, I think.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
You ran over. I think that's illegal.
It is. They're protected. You're not allowed to kill them unless you're in danger. So were you in danger in your metallic car going at 100 km an hour?
If I were to swerve, I'd be in danger.
That's true. Yeah, you should.
Yeah, you never break for animals.
Yeah, just go straight through them.
Unless it's a wombat, because that shit will mess your car.
I know, but it's still better to hit it and swerve. Like, your car's messed up either way, but slightly less.
Maybe. I guess so. You might not die if you hit a wombat, but your car will be destroyed, because those little things are beasts. They're like rocks.
Mm.
Yeah, so remember that. Kill your native fauna. But yeah, so did you get up to anything exciting while you're away? Because you're pretty much the house husband while you're away, weren't you?
Pretty much. She's looking to leave her job soon, I think. I'm not sure when.
Mm.
So I'm helping her start packing up stuff in the house.
What does your wife even do?
What a fast-paced life you live. The week of slowly packing up for your wife.
While she was at work, you were just at home packing up?
Yeah, pretty much.
What a great week.
Did you have awesome beats cranking or anything? Were you like dancing?
No, watching a new TV show called Touch. Oh, it's not really new. Season 2.
Touch. Sounds kinky.
Is it touchy?
No, it's about autistic kid being able
touching
to
touching autistic future. Kids. That's weird, Leroy.
Being able to predict the future.
Yeah.
Let me predict your future, Leroy.
You're off more the podcast. Packing.
Yeah, packing for Tuesday, actually. I'm going back to work.
Cool. So your life's nothing but packing right now. I kind of wish you hadn't rocked up for the podcast.
Everyone's just tuned out.
Yeah.
This segment is the worst.
All right, let's kick it into the next gear then, shall we? Actually get a segment cranking with, oh, that's Expera Mental.
Yeah.
Leroy did contribute at all. Let the record
add a sound in, Leroy.
What's it about?
Well, I'm not explaining what the segment's about.
That's awful.
Fuck's sake, Leroy. Yeah, this is going to be called episode 24, Leroy's shit. So, experimental. So, this is about us conducting experiments, I guess. So, on this podcast today, I'd like us to give our hypotheses about the experiments that I'll put forward to the group, what you think the outcomes will be. And you guys will be the sample size, along with myself. So if it's successful, it's a long-lasting segment. They'll range from like chemistry experiments, biology experiments, social experiments, etc. Today I got one biology, two social experiments. So yeah. Let's start off with one of the social experiments, shall we? What I am putting forth to you guys is that I feel like
Hold up. So we're going to do all three of them, or is that one each?
Do all three.
Oh, all three. Okay.
Yeah. They're not. None of them are particularly time-consuming. As you'll soon find out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But between now and the next fortnight, just do it. This was a quick one. So I feel like my hypothesis is that the word bitch is becoming a much more accepted greeting to people than it has been in the past.
Acceptable greeting.
Yeah. Bitch? Yeah. I think if you go up to someone nowadays and say, "Hey, bitch," like they won't be offended. Whereas 10 years ago, perhaps they would have been much more so. Breaking Bad may have a little bit to do with that, but amongst other things, I guess. So what I'd like, I guess, is you just to go up to somebody that you don't know particularly well and just be like, "Oh, what's up, bitch?" and see if they get taken aback or if they just continue to greet you normally.
Someone we don't know very well. Hell,
well, okay, fun. Okay, so yeah.
Have we met them before?
You met them before, still mate, so don't do it to random. I don't want to get punched.
No, yeah.
But just somebody that's kind of more of an acquaintance than a friend, I guess. I don't want it to be your girlfriend or like a good friend that you see often.
Yeah.
That would just laugh it off.
That's cool.
And be like, whatever. So perhaps, you know, I don't know.
I might do it to a couple of the old work guys, like the 50-year-old guys. Yeah. They go getting called bitch upon meeting them.
Yeah. What do you think, Leroy?
Well, I avoid calling the workmates or colleagues bitch. I'm fairly new at the workplace.
Yeah.
So it might end up being in a some sort of lawsuit happening.
No, it could be a lawsuit.
Could be the High Court of Australia. Leroy versus Bitch.
Order.
It could be your in-man. They might be like, oh, this guy's a chiller.
No, yeah, you don't have to be like, you're a fucking bitch, mate. Yeah. I just want you to be
what's
like,
up, bitch?
Yeah, yeah, what's up, bitch?
Yeah.
Just be like that, man.
Just chilled as.
Like, if I came home, like, obviously we're a good mate. So one of the, I guess, not as close as we are, I guess. So yeah. Just outside of that circle. So not people you would call up necessarily to have a beer with, but people you might see at a party that you know type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just be like, oh, what's up, bitch? You don't have to be like, fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Look at you.
That'd be right. I think you'd be very hard done by if someone reacted badly to that. Yeah. I think at most they might just be step back and they go, oh, not much. How have you been?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think it would be very different if it's a male or female that you speak say it to?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
If you said
this,
it to a
this
girl.
This is what I like to get. Yeah. This is the type of stuff I like to flesh out here.
So I reckon with a guy, especially one you're reasonable with and you know they've got a good sense of humour, it'd be completely fine. You know,
yeah.
What up, bitch? But if you said that to a girl, I can any girl that maybe is not your missus, and even then she'd sort of be like, okay, that's a bit weird, but...
I reckon, though, if you... I found that cute voices can then let you get away with most things. Like, I'm going to get, oh, how you doing, bitch? She'd be like, oh, you.
Oh, you.
What's up, you ugly skank?
Record show, oh, Lexa said that. But yeah, but all right. Because I reckon I've got some female friends that I can get away with that with. Especially the more tomboyish, quote unquote.
I don't really know if I do either. I just offend them.
Yeah, I guess maybe we just want to keep it one variable then, so we'll just keep it at guys. But okay. I'd be interested if you can squeeze
it. If you're feeling confident, call a bitch, suck an ice cube's dick, but what the fuck is all about some gangster shit? Let's take it to the streets and fight like real geese. Yeah.
Yeah. Lay it down, yeah.
No, if you feel confident calling a female a bitch in a greeting setting, then go for it. If
not in a derogatory way.
No.
Greeting. I feel like bitch doesn't need to be derogatory.
No. Let's do a bitch walk and reclaim the word.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So that's the bonus point, bonus experiment. So that's experiment one, part B, is to hit up a female. So
nice. What's your next experiment?
Next experiment is the biology experiment. Oh. It's I may be able to Google this, but I'd prefer us to find out.
Yeah. I'm just going to go home and Google this.
I was thinking the other day, is, you know, sometimes I still wake up with a wee bit of morning glory type thing.
Yeah.
I'm still youngish at heart, at least, so my penis still seems to think the same.
Oh, yeah.
And I was wondering, would I weigh more standing at full attention than not?
That's quite easy.
No.
No, you don't gain additional mass.
Yeah, but...
No.
Maybe you do.
Unless you weigh your penis alone.
That's a reasonable one. I wouldn't...
But you won't be able to...
Well, then again... No, that's an easy answer as well, because it's like the tissues are all spongy, ready to be filled with blood. Yeah, so it's clearly going to be heavier when it's erect.
Mm. Yeah. But I think it's worth trying out.
Your body... Your entire body mass would not be heavier because the blood that's going to...
I understand that. Yeah. But, you know, it's got to change in some type of form, doesn't it?
Well,
so like you freeze when you freeze water,
yes.
Is it the exact same?
That's
it. You guys aren't confident to say yes, and that's why you're going to experiment this shit.
The same way.
When it's changing form,
it's just change increasing volume, less density.
Yeah, that's right. It's the exact same way.
What do you mean it's less density when it's ice or when it's water?
Yeah,
water, it's more dense when it's water. It's less dense when it's ice because ice expands when it freezes.
Yeah,
more volume.
Is it the exact same weight though?
Yes.
Well,
I don't actually know that it is because I reckon energy is lost when it changes state.
Unless you quips.
I'm just like, what?
So let the record show. That I agree with you. My initial thought is what you guys are saying. It's like you're not adding anything. You're not taking anything away.
Yeah.
Well you are changing form.
Well. I mean, it's not changing state. Your blood's not freezing into your dick when you're rock hard ice penis.
No, but it's like when you pour water into a sponge.
It might bounce off.
Yeah. There you go. You might have to get this bounced off.
Or the other thing, it might be further out from your body, so you've got that leverage arm.
Cantilever.
Yeah.
Cantilever might be shifting the moment of your body a little bit.
That's right.
It's worth experimenting, guys.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to buy some scales. I don't have scales in my
house. Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I think you'd have to buy little tiny digital scales and just rest your knob on it. If you stand on your standard bathroom scales, nothing's going to show.
Probably no difference.
No, whatsoever. You need to get like kitchen scales. Yeah.
You need to just measure the dong.
Need 3 decimal point scales.
Yeah.
For liquid.
So everyone go and buy some 3 decimal point scales.
Well done.
Or Google it and come back to me.
Yeah. All right.
I was going to Google it, but I didn't really want that in my search history.
Yep. Well,
there's a thing called delete.
Yeah. Clear history. I learned of it when I was.
Dude, I live by my decisions. I stand by them.
There is such thing as incognito as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude, I'm well aware. Don't worry. Yeah. All right. So that's experiment 2. Experiment 3 was another social experiment. This one's a fairly relaxed one. It's I want you to go up to a fast food chain that isn't. That say you got the Hungry Jack's and ask, I want you to ask for a Big Mac. So ask for something that's sold at a competitive fast food chain and see what they'll do. See if they'll tell you to go to that competitor or if you could ask them, what's the closest you've got to this on your menu?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Just that's to see if people good. Would, you know, divert you to their competitors.
Yeah.
Or be like, try to sell you like a bacon deluxe and be like, oh, yeah, take the bacon out. It's pretty much a Big Mac. Doesn't have the Big Mac sauce that way.
Like, yeah. Can you make me the Big Mac sauce?
Yeah, can you make...
Can you just put like a bit of your mustard with the Hungry Jack's mayonnaise and see what we get?
Yeah,
exactly. That's pretty much all it is, isn't it? Big Mac sauce. It's just mustard.
It's got like pickles
mayonnaise.
And shit, doesn't it?
I don't know. Yeah. It's delicious, though.
It is good. I think it's got like some other lumpy shit in it.
Probably. A little bit of onion, maybe.
A little bit of chicken feet in there as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, just because
some bloody lips of a fish or something.
Yeah. So what do you think about... So what is your hypothesis on that, Leroy? What do you think their reaction will be?
Oh, some of them will tell you fuck. It depends who you deal with.
And you got to do something that's reasonable. So you can't go into like fucking Code Rock and ask for a Big Mac. They'll be like, we sell ice cream, mate.
Yeah.
You know? It's got to be something that... They've got something similar on the menu, I think. So, yeah.
Everyone's different, so you might deal with a dickhead, you might deal with someone nice.
No, well, that's the way you get a sample size, bro.
Yeah, it's all part of the experiment, bro. Yeah.
And that's some of your controllables and your uncontrollables, dude.
So you're going to do multiple times, or you're doing one time?
Just many times.
If you want to do it more than once, I'm happy for you.
Do 10, but, 15 times.
I have a strong feeling that most of them will just say, no, we don't sell those. And be quite annoyed with you.
But then your follow-up has to be, do you have anything similar to it?
Oh, so don't just say, follow-up.
You've got to have the follow-up.
Just be the biggest.
Because, if you just say, do you have Big Mac, they'll go, no. But then, you follow up with, what's the closest thing you've got? And then just see if they say, actually, you can just get a Big Mac if you walk 100 meters down to McDonald's. Or they'll say, well, you could get this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try and be the biggest dead shit ever. Like, oh, one Big Mac, thanks, man. Like, no, this is Hungry Jack's. And I go, oh, shit. I'll just play it that way.
Okay. How you want to play it is up to you. You don't know why I heard that.
I was just trying to give you guys hints, because I see Leroy over here struggling quite a bit.
Well, the point is, by the time you have the next podcast, I'll still be at work.
You're always working or helping your wife shit.
Dude, do it.
That's all you do.
Go to the fucking airport, man. Do it there. Go to a coffee shop, man.
You know, go to Eurocar and ask for a boat. Whatever it is that you have to do in the next 2 weeks doesn't involve moving house, do the opposite or request the opposite of it.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. Alright, so let's quickly run through these and get the hypotheses down. So the first one was, if you say to a guy, bitch, will you get a friendly or a aggressive or a neutral response?
Yep.
Actually, let's go. No, just go friendly or aggressive. Neutral is fucking. What's that?
Yeah.
That's a boring response.
That's a Swedish
right there.
Answer right there.
Yeah. So,
Claire? You're going to get a slightly put off.
By a guy?
Yes. How slight standoff.
By a chick?
More standoff.
How aggressive do you think it would be? Like, give me.
Oh, not to personify it. It would literally, all it would be is body language. Their eyes would just widen a bit in shock and then narrow again and be like, oh, yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
That's okay. What will happen.
All right. Lex, what do you think? Well, don't agree. Be your own man.
I think with the guy, he's just going to, especially like older guys at work, they're going to think nothing of it and they'll just skip right over it. They might be kind of offended or like, that's weird.
Maybe they'll think just, it's the thing that kids do it's these a new days. Thing.
Oh, those youth these days. And they'll just like completely ignore it. The girl, I think she might like just pause a bit and then just sort of like look at you strange and then continue on. So I don't think either of them will acknowledge it.
Yeah.
The guy might just completely go over it, but the girl, you might see like a bit of shock register in her face.
Sure.
And then move on.
Well, always portray myself as a serious person at work. Going to a guy and say, what's up, bitch? they'll look at me weird first, but they'll probably brush it off to get some sort of joke prank. If a girl, I'll probably get sacked for my job.
No, don't say a friend from uni type thing. A friend from uni.
On the phone.
If you want to.
Okay, then fine. Then they'll just go silent for a bit. So what do you say? Oh, not a woman.
yeah, okay.
Not a woman.
Now, woman's a little more offensive. Yeah, yeah. I won't call them a bitch, but I'll put that woman in her place. I reckon they'll both be chilled. I reckon that I'll be able to pull it off with my tone of my voice, say bitch to both of them, with them being fine. Just replying like, oh yeah, pretty good.
So the chick's just completely cool with it.
I reckon I'll be like, sup bitch.
Will they acknowledge it?
I doubt it. They might also call me a bitch. That's what I think may come back.
That'd be good. I'll be happy if you get the same thing back.
Yeah, cool. All right, run through this. So the next one was, bigger,
heavier. Boner, nothing will happen. It'll be a complete waste of time.
Yeah. I agree with Quirbs.
And I agree as well.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. That was the way I was generally thinking. But I reckon there will be some energy burnt during the process and there'll be a slight weight loss.
Those scales would have to be like to 10 decimal points.
Dude.
Get him.
Experiment.
Science.
I'm going to buy that shit. I'm going to try to get some super, like, laboratory stuff. Like,
just your breathing is going to be changing it so much.
It's interesting, though, how much weight you'd lose.
Anyway, we'll see for science.
Yeah.
We will.
That's it.
You have to remember, when you're having a stiffy, it's all counting.
It's not actually. Stop! 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 Say stiffy again.
Stiffy.
Say it again.
Stiffy.
Say it again.
Stiffy.
Hilarious. Keep going.
When you try to place that onto a scale, it's going to be what? Depending on your scale measurement, it's not going to measure point.
That's what we're talking about, dude.
Yeah, that's why we're saying get a laboratory
great scale. Yes.
How much is that going to cost?
I'll look into it. Anyway.
I'll look into it.
Moving on to the next one, which was, oh yeah, Big Mac at HJ's or something equivalent. What do you reckon? How do you think they'll react?
Of course I'll say no, we don't
sure.
sell. And
sure.
then the second part of it is they probably wouldn't recommend anything else. They'll just go, oh, I don't know. Because let's face it, they're 15-year-old kids working at a fast food joint. They don't have sales skills. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you think they'll go,
I don't know. We've got other burgers. That's what they'll say, word for word.
Yeah, all right.
I reckon they might put you down the road, tell you, oh, if you really wanted a Whopper, there's one up the road.
I guess it depends. If you do it in a food court, Hungry Jack's next to McDonald's.
You're just an idiot.
Then, yeah. So what's your hypothesis?
I reckon they will recommend you somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
I probably think that they won't recommend you somewhere else. They're trying to make a sale.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm interested in. That's the part of the story.
At the same time, you might disgruntle some people and get some extra special stuff in your burger.
Mm.
Okay.
Bit of sweet stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. On the side.
Sweet semen. Semen.
Yeah, and I think if I ask them which is the closest thing on their menu, they'll give me what they think is the closest on their menu. I reckon they will.
I'd be keen to hear what likeness things are.
Yeah, so cool. All right, well, that wraps up experimental. Leroy, make the mental noise.
Make it a mental. Just say stiffy again.
Stiffy. All right, let's drag on a bit, but thanks for your input, guys. Let's kick it on over to Alexis.
My segment, friends list. Okay, guys. I think it was maybe two, 3 weeks ago, I was at your house party there, Lee Querbin.
Yes.
And I bumped into a mate who I hadn't seen since high school.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And he asked me the question the first time I saw him. It was like, oh, mate, so what have you been up to? And for me, it's been, I think, 9 years since high school.
So not much.
Yeah. And I pretty much said to him,
that is the response.
Yeah, dude, not too much, even though a shit ton has happened since I saw him last time. So I was thinking about it.
He's bragging about your life now.
Well, a lot. No, not really. It's just been me playing PlayStation for 9 years. But
so you I was thinking packing for 9 years.
So I was thinking about, like, this kind of happens to me a bit. Sometimes if I'm out at night, maybe walking down Rundle Moor or something, can you bump into a primary school mate? And that's even worse. Mm. And they always say that question, what have you been up to? You're like, oh, I don't know, not much. So I classify that type of friend as like the 10-year friend. Someone you haven't seen for ages, and when they ask the question, what have you been up to? You're just like, dude, I don't want to explain what I've been up to for the last 10 years.
Sure.
So I call that the 10-year friend. So I was thinking, do you guys have a similar type of friends that you could categorize into something? What are they, and what's the title
of that? No, that makes sense.
It does make sense.
So hopefully someone's got one. We'll start with
I got one. I'd say you've got your party friends.
Yep.
And they guys that they like to party, but the thing is, it's like
party.
You invite them to your party, they always come, they always get drunk, they always have a great time, and you won't see them in any other respective life. So you won't call them up and say, hey, let's go to the pub, or call them up and say, hey, you keen to go to the footy this weekend?
Yeah. Do you want to get a coffee, mate?
Do you want to get a coffee? Yeah. Or, hey, we're going to go shoot some hoops. You know, it's always just, you invite them to their party, they invite you to your party.
Sure.
And
get wasted.
You get wasted. Have a good laugh. And that's it.
Don't know what they're really like.
No, you know what they're really like. It's just, it's a fact of, like, you've got your core group of friends that you do, you know, everyday activity with. And then you got your party friends.
Yep.
And, I like party friends.
Yeah, that's a given. I really like that.
Yeah, okay. You enjoy party friends.
I like party friends.
But you don't call them up to grab beer. What's the reason for that?
Oh, well, it's just, it doesn't guarantee it. Because I think the thing is, it's like,
I'm with you.
When you go out to town, you're not going to ring 20 people, because then it's just a fucking dog's breakfast. You can't have 20 people roaming around town all as a group. Yeah. So it's always that thing of like, oh, let's get 5 or 6 dudes around and start drinking. And you always call those
close mates. The square mates.
Yeah. But your party mates are just there for the big occasions.
Yeah, that's good.
No, that's true.
I like that.
Yeah, so the party friends. All right. Mine is, I reckon I've got, well, I've just come up with a name for them now. I don't usually have this name for them. But the X's
Hexes. Imaginary friends?
X's Hexes. Hex being like, get away from me type thing. It's like mates, X's, extended friends, and them. So like you've been at joint parties in the past, and you no longer have any relation to them whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
So you're no longer acquainted with them whatsoever. But there was a period when your mate went out for, say, several years. And so you got to know these people. And then all of a sudden you've, like, lost contact with, like, say, 50-odd people. But then you bump into them at clubs or whatever. And they're like, hey, mate, how you doing? You're like, piss off, dude.
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
I just got here, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'll see you.
Yeah.
So, then, yeah, just these people that will come up and speak to you that you'll never want to see again. Not necessarily because they're all shit people, but you just have no connection to them whatsoever.
Because you've had to choose alliance, and you've chosen your mate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's the worst, is I've had things in the past where a mate's broken up with somebody, and then that person's friends have come up to me and try to tell me how shit a person my mate was. You know?
And yeah, it's never going to work.
Yeah, you're just like, yeah, I disagree with you, man.
Yeah. I heard she was right bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I heard she fucked him over big time. So, and I've been mate with him 20 years, you about 20 minutes. So the X's Hexes.
Yeah.
I like rhyming.
And I think that's, it's very interesting how it's like, if you do go out with someone for a long chunk of time and then it ends, it's just those people that you saw constantly for 3 years. Just immediately the ties.
Oh, they're severed.
They're dead to you now.
And it's just like, you've got no beef with them. It's just purely the fact it's like, oh, that was, you know, Sally's friends or something like
that. For sure.
And yeah. So
I will never see you
again. I just think it's amazing how quickly that's cut.
Yeah.
It is. It's crazy.
Like, and the wound is sealed so quickly as well. It's yeah. just like, it's actually cut, seal, never see him again, but yeah. that's fine.
Yeah.
It's weird.
If you see him out, you might have the most awkward conversation ever.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah, and it's often people that you wouldn't have seen. And like, you never would have organized catch ups with them anyway, no. unless through your ex.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Or your friend's ex is like type thing. Yeah. yeah. So it's, yeah, it is weird though. Like, you're like, yeah. I went to a number of parties with these guys for like the last 4 years.
Yeah, I got my drink on.
And now yeah. 80 of them are gone from my life. But maybe 20 of which were pretty chilled, you know?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, Leroy, finish us off.
Well, this would be a bit.
Finish me, Leroy.
Oh, it sounds like Lee. But it doesn't hurt you.
What?
Doesn't hurt you.
Someone likes it.
It's like those people that you have on Facebook.
Good looking.
Like Facebook, and you have all those friends you don't chat to.
Yeah.
You know them, they know you. But when you see them on like on the road, you just say, hey, and that's it, you just walk off.
That's what we did. That's what we did in the city.
I see talking to you and so on, but I'm just saying. Those people where you don't really chat to on Facebook.
Yeah, you just do a fucking podcast with them.
Don't play the case here.
Don't do any social activities.
Oh, it's harsh. Harsh for you guys.
I understand it. Next, no. I like you a lot.
I would catch up with you in a social setting.
Yeah.
Listeners at home, this is what happened. It was Leroy was walking across the road at one stage. I was walking across the road the other stage, and we met halfway in the road. And I was talking to Stephen and Lexus about it before. And you can't stop in the middle of the road to have a chat. And you're obviously on your way west. I was heading east in the middle of the road. And I'm like, well, you know, just to suffice it's high.
It's sure. not practical.
Yeah, it's not practical. But if we were to meet on the side of the road, yeah, I probably would have walked away.
So
but,
is your yeah. yeah. So how specific is
I said it should it will not include someone like me. That was just
oh would not include someone like I thought you said it did and I was like man you're no, throwing this guy under the bus. Like
I'm just saying some like so
you've got to learn to speak. sorry, continue.
But yes, it's just why I call us high and by friends.
High and by.
Hi and bye friends.
Hi and bye is not bad. I like it because it rhymes.
Yeah,
as well.
That's good.
I'm a big fan.
Hi and bye friends.
Yeah, I've definitely got some hi byes in there.
Yeah, me
JB
too.
Hi bye friends.
good.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah. Well, that went a lot better than I thought.
I know.
So speaking of things going well,
hold on. It just dawned on me then. JB Hi-Fi, right? My mum the other day, just showing her age, said, oh, yeah, no, it should work. I bought it from BJ Hi-Fi. And I'm like, no! BJ Hi-Fi. I lost my shit. She's like, what? And I'm like, blowjob and then a high-five. She's like, oh, that's not what I meant. No.
Did she say BJ High-Five?
BJ High-Five.
That's high-five.
That's what I thought, man. She's like, after you cop a BJ.
Yeah. With the chick. She's like, yeah, well done.
BJ High-Five. Sorry, I just had to burn out that.
No, that's
before
good.
It escaped my brain. Because really not much is in it, hence my segment. Sensational bookcase? I say that with a heightened bit at the end because I'm really questioning this myself. I came up with it about 3 seconds before we started this pod.
Good commitment to the pod.
I said, Stephen and Lexus, give me two words, and I got sensational and I got bookcase. So this is what the segment's going to be. In a court of law, you've got to plead your case in order to win. You've got to plead the case hard so that the people believe you. Now, I'm not a big reader of books, all right? So what I'm going to do, I'm not a big reader of them fancy word heavy things.
I don't read them books. I don't need that.
I don't need them books.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I've got words on beer bottle caps. Why do I need a book? Anyway, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to pitch you a title of a fictional book that doesn't exist, and I want you to come up with a sensational story and case as to why I should buy that book and why it's so good.
Sounds good.
All right. So who should I kick it off with? Steven.
I noticed right. You didn't look at Leroy whatsoever.
I didn't. I was like, who's eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Leroy's story's not going to be good. It'll be good. All right. Steven, your title is... The Transparent Clock Face.
The transparent clock face. All right. So what am I going to tell you? The general gist behind the story?
General gist behind the story and why it will be such a good read.
All right. Okay. All right. So the transparent clock face is you can see through the clock face, obviously.
Yeah.
And you can see through it. You can wind it up and then you can see that far into the future. So you can like see through, wind it, twist it up 20 years.
It's like a crystal ball and a clock.
Exactly. But then the future can also see back through you as well. So there's like two different, I guess, times, I guess two different versions of you. So you can flip it now, you can twist it up to like 20 years in the future by just twisting it around a lot.
Yeah.
But that you in 20 years in the future, you've still got this clock in, this person still has this clock in their house. And all of a sudden, you can see the younger you looking back that you can communicate with and give guidance to. It's like really trippy. There's lots of twists in it. it's a bit of a thriller.
Man, this sounds awesome.
Pretty good.
So yeah, so it's kind of, but it's very abstract as well. I should imagine. And there's lots of time jumps in it. I don't want to give away the ending.
No, because there is no ending. I haven't thought of it yet.
Yeah. But that's the general premise behind it.
Yeah, sweet.
Nice one.
Can I just sound blockbuster movie tomorrow? Write a script on it.
Transparent.
You probably could.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting. Would it be a big book? Or...
Nah, it will...
How many pages we talking?
It's a trilogy, I reckon. But
The jury just got a bit tied around the neck.
But you can...
That's where the money is.
Yeah, exactly. Stretch that shit out.
Yeah. As a reader, though, I don't know if I want a whole trilogy. I tell you what, if you write...
But they're individual stories, though. So he passes the thing down generation to generation. So it starts in, like, say, the 1800s type thing, and then he passes the clock down to his son, and the son has a similar experience. But he learns in the second book that he can twist it back, and now he can only see himself, but his previous generations looking at the clock.
Yeah.
It's fucking trippy, man. It's like...
That's pretty good. I'd have a...
it's not very funny, but it just sounds like a good storyline.
I'd claim patent pending now.
Yeah, patent pending.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a lot.
All right, no, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's good. It could work as a TV show as well.
Yeah,
if
definitely.
Not better, I think.
Probably better, because you got more time.
Well, yeah, you got to start
time,
somewhere.
Time on time.
Yeah, very well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, clock and time.
I'll give you the tick of approval there. All right. That's good. I like it. I'm buying a copy. Leroy.
Yes!
Leroy, I've already read it.
Got a sale already, Leroy. How many books have you sold so far, you dickhead? Sold a trilogy.
So I've read that book. I enjoyed it. I'm still sitting there on my fucking holiday overseas by the pool. I'm reading another book, and this title of the book is called Three Hills to the Left.
Three Hills to the Left.
And that was hills, not eels, for those who couldn't understand.
Your meaty tone.
My meaty tone. Hill. Three Hills to the Left by Leroy.
Oh, God. The title alone already makes it sound like some cheap knockoff, like a romance novel.
Okay.
Romance novel.
I'm liking it.
Really? You're reading romance novel?
I'm getting aroused as we speak, Leroy.
Dude, if the hills...
I better go weigh my boner.
If the hills are a metaphor for boobs, I'm in.
Three boobs.
Three boobs. Total recall tip.
Yeah.
You made me wish I had three hands,
baby. Well, it's basically about travel that basically got lost.
Yeah. Sure.
And on his journey, he was just basically trying to navigate his way out of this dense... forest, and when he walked out on the cliff, he saw this beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
And basically on the left side there's three hills.
Okay.
Yeah. The right
title now makes sense.
And the right side is just all, you know, urban city and whatever shit that, you know, built up place.
Yeah.
So rather than going straight to the city, he tried to venture left. To the left side.
So, sorry, was he... Well, why was he in the forest?
He's just basically lost.
Oh, he's lost. So he's lost. He thinks instead of going to freedom and the city...
Going to his house.
Yeah.
His wife and two kids.
I'll continue to get lost in these three hills.
It's adventure. Adventurous.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's all about throwing off the shackles that the concrete jungle puts on you.
Yeah, throw caution to the wind.
So, he's sick of the big, huge city life. And decide to go somewhere else. So go venture. And as he passed journey over these large tree hills, he stumbled upon
an ogre,
a house, a little cottage.
Yeah.
And I think this feather is just basically a...
Three bears.
a girl that lives there. But she's been living by herself.
Is she hot?
She's blind.
Blind?
Is she hot still, though?
Is she hot?
She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot. Yeah.
Is he good looking?
Yeah, pretty decent.
Does he have, like, a throbbing member? Is that what type of romance movie, romance novel this is?
Quite likely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And from there, she's not used to people being around. She's been living alone. I mean, she had parents, but they passed away, and she's been able to live alone.
Yeah, I'm fucking getting into this.
Really?
Keep going, dude.
You're painting a wonderful picture.
You are. I'm escaping to it.
So as this guy stumbles upon the cottage, you know, introduce himself, you know, she's of course not used to strangers and so on, and eventually develop a relationship as he helps her out in the house and so on, and eventually start a life.
And then he helps her with her packing and fucking...
Yeah. Talks about going to work every day.
No, that's nice, man. It's yeah.
I'll tell you what, like it's a good, I'm not into the romance novels, but I would buy it as a gift and give it to
either
a girlfriend or a girl or someone else who likes
mother-in-law.
A mother-in-law.
Sure.
A lady that works somewhere.
Yeah. Just have this erotic fan fiction.
Hey, no, I like it. Good. Three heels left. Now your last, Leroy. Lexus, sorry. Oh, I was still thinking of your erotic novel.
It does stick with you, doesn't it?
It does.
That might be in my dreams tonight.
Yeah, three hills to the left. Okay, Lexus, your book, The Red Slit.
Oh no. Okay.
Don't go where we're all thinking.
I've got it. I've absolutely got it.
All right. Do you?
Yeah, maybe it can be something else, man. Yeah.
All right. I'll do something else. So the year is 2312, and mankind has run out of natural resources. So now we need to go to Mars, the red planet, to mine our fossil fuels from the center through a slit in the planet.
Sure. Seems like you burn a lot of fossil fuels to get to.
We've come in slit. No, because we came up with nuclear fusion, which uses seawater.
Can we use that for everything else down here?
Yeah, it's a reasonable question, Stephen. But there's communities who are just like, no, we want to stay like we were in the year 2013. Okay. So. Sort of like the Amish people. Now we've got the 2013 people. Yeah. Anyway, so
very specific genre
the teeny
people.
Well, Leroy's book is stupidly specific as well. We're just making it up. Anyway, so while we're digging the red slit on Mars, we come across a portal that actually opens the gateway to hell.
Oh,
so it's all about. Yeah, it's all about a team of like miners who go for their 2 week long shift. They opened up the
2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. They're flying in, flying out to Mars.
That's a quick Mars trip.
Yeah. It takes 4 weeks to fly there. But anyway, they stumble across hell, and it's all about how they have to deal in a Martian landscape, which is now like post-apocalyptic, so it doesn't come to Earth, and they're trying to battle to keep it from stealing their ships and stuff and coming back to the Earth planet.
Wow. So Mars is post-apocalyptic.
So yeah, Mars is,
so
yeah.
Mars has had an apocalypse, so we've just discovered it, but there's already been an apocalypse.
Well, in the book, they discover it. Apocalypse comes.
Sure.
It's a fast-forward in the book as well. That's just happened. They're 5 years after that's happened, and they're still just like mining communities trying to resist.
Okay.
Sounds a little bit like some Scientologist propaganda to me.
Oh, you found out.
Slide in your religious views into my innocent brain.
Yeah.
Oh.
They told me he could be level 5 if he got this through on the podcast. Yeah.
Or I could have just gone with a guy who likes doing chicks on their period. Like we're all thinking. But I didn't go there.
Both of them disgust me. Alright, so Quarev, do you want to do one as well then?
Oh, okay, yeah, why not?
Let's do, you can give a three-worded one, so let's just all do a word that forms up a title. So Alexis, get started.
Okay.
Make sure
mine
makes sense
will be Railway
King.
Sewerage.
Railway King Sewerage. Okay.
Sewerage.
Yeah. Railway King Sewerage. All right. Well, it's set probably about 100 years from now, and the cost of public transport has skyrocketed to the point where it's only the top 1% and the really wealthy people can afford to catch trains anywhere. There's no other form of public transport. So a well-respected member of the slum community said that this is enough. You know, he's tired of his villagers having to walk, you know, 80 Ks to do work every day. So he decides to break into the sewerage system and build his own train tracks that link up from sewerage pipe to sewerage pipe as to where you have to go.
Nice.
And, so he goes ahead and he builds this underground railway. But then the shit hits the fan.
Oh!
Quite literally. The shit hits the fan.
I can see that as being the slogan for the boy.
Yeah. Because the government find out that the sewage system's been used like this by the poor, which starts a huge revolutionary war.
Oh, class
warfare. Class warfare between the poor in the sewers and the rich on the train tracks.
Yes.
Nice. And does, like, a guy from the poor and a chick from the rich meet up and, you know...
Oh, I want to keep love out of this.
Sex.
Okay.
No, there's no place for love when it comes to sewerage warfare. And that's what's happening. So he's just got his eye on the prize. He just wants his people to travel to work safely and very stinky.
I like it.
Yeah.
Good.
Sounds like a good book.
Yeah.
Good old read.
Is it comedy or is there any?
It'd be pretty serious, right? There'd be little dark moments of comedy, like you know.
Imagine being like a Judge Dredd type of like.
That sort of world. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
The Railway Sewerage King. Or King Sewerage or whatever. I can't even remember.
You can do the punctuation how you want in that title, but those three words
are
a bit
of the idea.
Yeah. Right. No, very good. I like it.
Well, I reckon we're some creative people.
I think so too. Mm. I thought those were good.
Mm. We should write those four books and release them.
That's the hard part is writing the book.
Yeah, and then getting a publisher and actually going ahead with it. Oh, fuck it. We'll just do a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. A poorly played one like that.
Speaking of poorly played.
You're listening to Leroy's Loopy News. Well, I'm not sure how great or questionable this is, Loopy.
Fucking
good
great
start man.
Yeah. Basically, scientists have recently found a tooth that's belonged to a giant platypus.
Yeah, right. I didn't know platypi. Is it platypi or platypuses?
Platypuses.
Yeah.
Platypi.
Or maybe it's just platypus.
Yeah, maybe that's plural and singular. Anyway, we digress.
Mm. It's actually found here in Australia. You have the giant wombat.
I assume the platypus is found in Australia. Like,
it was in Siberia. That's amazing.
Of course it was Australia, bro. It was a giant kangaroo they found in fucking Canada.
So, just, it comes to the question is, what sort of other prehistoric animals that probably come in giant size? Like, is there a giant hamster?
I'm going to say possibly.
I think it's a giant. There was a giant wombat.
There was a giant wombat. Yes, and now there's giant. Now we have giant platypuses.
Mm. We don't have them now.
Giant crocodiles, giant sharks. But what other things would you like to see in the giant form?
Oh, but I like to see in the giant form.
Yeah,
and that's a better question. I would like to see. I'd like to see giant seals.
You want them bigger than they already are?
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers are like 500 kilos.
I'd like to see whale size seals. Yeah.
That'd be terrifying.
It would be. But they got pretty cute eyes.
Yeah, until they're mauling your leg off.
Yeah.
I think giant ants would be pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Like horse-sized ants, so you could race them. You could have ant races. They're very strong.
Very strong.
That would be ridiculously strong at that size.
But they could also rip you apart.
Let's nah, we could train them.
Starship Troopers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that what, like, most aliens in those horror movies are? Some form of bug or insect?
Yeah, pretty much.
In Starship Troopers, they were, yeah.
Yeah.
They're just big old ants.
Yeah. Big ant. I want a big ant.
That's
big
cool.
Ant. That'd be cool, though, yeah. I like the seal because I like to hear, you know, I like to hear the amplified.
Like, Mara.
Oh, shit. That's 300 meter seals here.
Yeah, ants don't really make a noise, do they?
No, just... I assume what? That's what they make. A lot of just clicking of their little pincers at the front of their head.
What yeah. does the ant say?
I reckon I'd like to see a gigantic sky creature, like a really big eagle or something that terrorizes like rural communities.
Why do you want to terrorize?
I just love the idea of people being shit scared of some like enormous eagle coming down and taking away their children. Like, wouldn't that be cool?
It'd be pretty weird.
It'd be weird.
Yeah.
Don't know, but it's just cool. Like, there's been another pterodactyl sighting in this community. Everyone's like, oh god, I hope it doesn't come into the big cities. Then some of them kind of do come into the big cities, and everyone's really scared, and it's like, oh, we need outposts to defend ourselves. It would be awesome.
You've thought it through a lot.
Yeah.
You want to have some crazy warfare against
yeah.
a giant bird.
Yeah, how good would that be?
Giant particles would be cool, actually. No, wait, we still have those.
To battle?
Not battling, just...
You're going to ride on it, the mountain.
That'd be cool.
That'd be fucking sick ass. But anyway, what would you have there?
A giant sugar glider.
Are they a possum?
Yeah, it's yeah. kind of a possum.
Yeah.
And they fly.
A giant sugar glider.
Why would you want one of those? Like, how big is it?
At the moment, it's just what, palm size?
Something like that, yeah.
I'd say the size of 10 people combined.
10 people?
Wow, that's massive.
It would not be able to glide anywhere. Yeah. Except for like the top of a mountain, maybe.
It would just be like, boom, straight to the ground.
And like, those things live in trees, but when you're literally the size of a tree,
yeah.
where do you live?
Back to the prehistoric ages, we have huge
big
trees,
isn't it? Yeah.
But we're in today's era, I thought.
Yeah.
But now there's huge trees.
Okay.
Because that just happened.
Yeah, right. I know there's a few giant trees in Canada and stuff, but
yeah.
even that, 10 times a person's size.
Some of those trees are like 300 or 400 meters. I think.
Oh, no.
Yes.
400
yes.
meters.
Yes.
That's massive.
That is actually ridiculously
How tall is the Empire State Building?
That actually, no. That's that no, think about it now. Don't get your phone out.
Get it out.
Weeks, maybe?
No, all right, maybe 120 meters. Let's call it that.
That's a, perhaps. I'm looking at that world's largest tree.
I kind of just want to get back to nature now. I want to see some massive trees. I'm sick of gum trees.
You know, if you type in world's largest, the first thing that Google comes up with is testicles.
Yes.
You know, they can, you know, there's some crazy phase where people inject saline into their testicles.
This Why? Form,
so they get their balls, you look huge.
Really? Why would you want yeah. that?
I don't know.
No, they don't want that. That's a disease.
No, is there something?
You're talking about intestines?
No, not intestines, into their testicles.
Yeah, that's so when there's like a lot of homeless people and stuff, like they get this, some type of disease where the intestines fall into the testicles, so it looks like really big balls.
Oh, that's
really
gross.
Bad for you. Yeah.
Of course it's bad for you.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
You got your digestive system hanging out your balls.
Oh.
And it doesn't hang out your balls, it hangs into. So it just looks like you got really big balls, but it's actually like your intestines hanging down and shit.
That feels that's how do you know that?
I read it on Reddit. 130 meters and 150, yeah. So that's more likely.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's still a big tree.
Still a big old tree.
It is a big ass tree.
That's huge, bitch!
You got any more news for us?
No, that's it, actually. All right. So let's talk about questionable news. Let's get to Twitter questions.
Twitter questions.
All right. Twitter questions. So we've got a few questions this week. A few of them actually from our good friend, new friend, Greg McGee at Coded Polecat. So what I might do is just run through his, and then we've also got a question from another listener that I'll have at the end there and give him the appropriate shout out then. So Greggy's first question is about gamer stereotypes. Now he's written an article on GameSkinny.com. So again, listeners, if you're into games, into being skinny,
Go check that out.
Game Skinny, Greg McGee.
Bulimic gamers.
All right, doesn't have anything to do with eating disorders, but if you're into video games, check it out.
Bulimia.
But Greg talks about, in his article, about benefits of gaming, you know, helping older people with memory retention and helping kids, you know, like SimCity, actually, something I did as a kid, which he mentions in his article as well, in primary school, to learn how, you know, councils work in cities and stuff like that, and the important, I guess, utilities and whatnot. So it can be a learning benefit, it can be a health benefit, but I guess he's saying that gamers are kind of helping the world, but I would say that's not the general stereotype of a gamer. Like, if you think video gamer, yeah, you don't go, oh, that guy's doing something well for
helping
himself.
The world.
Yeah. he's contributing. You probably think are more likely to jump to the World of Warcraft guy that hasn't left his computer for two days.
He's in his mum's basement, he's eating Cheetos or something.
Sure. So, yeah, let's just go around. Like, when you think, so let's just hit it up quickly then. When you think gamer, what do you think, Corpse?
I think slightly overweight, doesn't go outside much. Has a girlfriend, but they're probably not very attractive.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I don't play many games. No, I just think they don't want to go outside much.
Okay.
But that's not a bad thing. If you enjoy playing games, go for it.
Yeah, all right. So,
nerd!
Thanks, Leroy. No. Oh, Lee?
Yeah, no, that's fair. And that, I think, yeah, that probably sums up,
I don't
well, a lot of people's opinions.
Yeah, that's a stereotype.
Well, know. I think it's changed quite a bit recently where it's kind of like, it's now cool to be a gamer playing games. Like, you're not shunned for being like, oh, yeah, man, I was just playing some PlayStation or, I don't know, playing Xbox. So that's what the jocks like Leroy. Oh, I said it again. Lee play a bit of Xbox and stuff. So, like, it's changed a lot. You're no longer seen as a social outcast. It's more acceptable now.
That's true. It's something you can say. Like, if somebody goes to you, what did you do on the
weekend? We said stereotypes. We didn't say let's all be politically correct.
Yeah, what's the stereotype? What's the stereotype, man? What's this game?
I'm sure this game is very
nice.
No,
that's what I'm saying. I think it's changed now as in someone who's
just
like...
Yeah, but that's not a stereotype, bro.
Okay, then. What's the stereotype? It's a guy just chilling on the couch with his mates. Now he's a well-to-do gentleman. And he's got a big social circle.
Okay.
That's a stereotype now.
All right. Lee? Roy?
well, the gamer stereotype, I believe, would be one of those that always watch those type of shows. I mean, they play games and also watch shows like Game of Thrones, those sci-fi, I mean, the olden days.
Yeah, they're hitting up conventions.
Yeah, and they enjoy dressing up, going all this either, you know, game con, is that what they call it?
Sure. Yeah.
And whatever that's happening, they're happy to travel around the world just to attend any of these exhibits in Japan or US, America. I don't think you have any in Australia, do you?
So you're saying like they live for it.
Yeah, basically they enjoy it. They don't give a shit about anything like work commitments or anything. They just work for the money so they can go around and enjoy themselves on these conventions.
Okay. My stereotype would be generally intelligent. I think gamers are, because they're generally thought as being like the geeky, nerdy thing. So the positive, I'd say intelligent. On a negative, I would say introverted and socially inept. It's generally still what I think of to this day. Yeah, that's the stereotype of gamers. I think, yeah, you know, perhaps games do help you, but I don't think that necessarily is the stereotype of gamers. Like, I never think, oh, you're gaming all day. Oh, that's, yeah, it's good. You're training your brain. I don't think about that. I think, oh, yeah, you could be out getting a girlfriend. That's generally, yeah. All right, cool. All right, let's move on to one of his other questions. So, another question is, if you could make and name your own disease, what would it be and what would it do?
The name? Actually, no, I'll come up with a symptom first. The symptom would just be uncontrollable giggling for an hour. And the disease would be lolitis. I don't know.
Fuck.
Well, I wouldn't cripple anyone.
Well, this,
I want people's kidneys to bleed and I'll call you a fuck.
That's probably what I'm going to do.
Dude, I heard this podcast induces lolitis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sad.
Okay, mine would be a disease that turns your internal body organs into the same one. So like your kidney and stuff slowly turns into a heart. So when you get this disease, like you're suddenly just like, wow, my cardio is really increasing heaps well. But then you also start to suffer a lot of really debilitating like ailments. So like, I don't know.
You're not less organ.
Yeah. Well, it starts happening to your lungs as well and other stuff like that. So you just end up having like 8 hearts and your blood flow is amazing, but everything else is really bad.
But so you can't eat or process anything.
Yeah. So your kidneys are going, so you die.
Yeah. And I call it the lonely heart disease.
Hmm. So is it only they turn into hearts? Is that what?
Well, they're lonely because there's no other body parts to support
them. But everything turns into a heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even the brain.
Oh yeah, good point. Even the brain. Mm-hmm. That's the last thing to go, and that's when you die.
Well, no, surely you're dead well before then.
I think it's.
I don't know if you know much about biology, but
one of your organs turns into another heart. You're gone. That's it.
Well, no, there's a couple you can do that.
Yeah, your kidney. If one of them turns into a heart, you can get by.
Well, they all just slowly change, and so it's like, oh, now you've got 30% use of your lungs you can survive on.
You also you can't survive on
you
things.
Can. You can look it up.
Anyway,
I'm going to call this Strongheim disease.
Strongheim?
Yeah, it's just every time there's a storm, thunder, you just go into some dancing fit.
Yeah.
It's just lying down there. You hear
why is it called Strongheim?
Strongheim is like, I think German strong is storm.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
We're learning things today on today's podcast.
Man.
It's so very
educational.
Yeah. So that's it?
I just keep spewing shit from the mouth.
Mine would be called the weighted penis disease. And when you get a hard on, you get increased mass. Oh. Penis.
Really?
All right. And the last question that our boy Greg McGee hit on through was, what animal would you be and why? Let's keep going the same way.
Yeah.
Quirmsy.
All right. Just a big ass bald eagle in America. One of the protected species, though. I don't know which one. So I don't want
bald eagles.
So I want that it'd be illegal to shoot me, but when you're that big and bad, you don't have any natural predators in that environment. Yeah. So you're just the king of the domain and you can fly up to 100 k's an hour.
So why would you want to be in the States and not beautiful Australia? Be a wedgie?
I don't know, because I like fucking not.
America?
America! I like America! I want to fly above American soil!
Fair call. Lex.
I would be a grizzly bear. Just the biggest, meanest grizzly bear possible. Mm. And I'd tear down people's campsites and like steal their food and stuff. Just be a terror to the camping community.
That's a general theme with what you want in life.
I know.
Terrorism.
I'm going to be a cheetah.
You are a cheetah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just ask your wife.
Yeah.
Just enjoy moving. I mean, enjoy adrenaline, speed.
Well, you can have both of those things.
No,
top of
chain. Leroy, you are the person I think of the least when I think of adrenaline and speed.
Yeah, so I helped my wife pack this week.
It was a crazy week.
I don't mind going on all these crazy roller coaster rides.
Yeah. Mm. All right. All right, Leroy the cheater. I can see it, kind of.
But he only wears 15 plus SPF as well.
Ooh. Living on the wild side.
Yeah.
Leroy. What type of sunscreen do you apply?
None.
Ooh. Fuck, dangerous guy.
Adrenaline.
Yeah.
Wild.
Crazy. Adrenaline.
Speed.
Um,
I would be a badger. Not the honey badger. I'd just be the standard badger that they get in the UK, like the black and white badger. Because it's large enough that it can like look after itself. And it's cute enough that humans don't really want to kill it. But there's nothing you really gain from killing a badger as a human. Like, nobody wants a badger pelt. Nobody wants badger meat.
Yeah.
So nobody's hunting it. They kind of like it. But nobody wants to keep it in their house either. So it's free to do its own shit. The badger's got it good. I like to be a badger. All right. And the last question, thanks for those, by the way, Greg, is from an old mate of ours, now changed his name on Twitter to Ron De Paradise at Sydney Mustard.
That's quite good.
It is a good name. His name is, oh, his question is...
Ron De Paradise.
His question is, if you had to kill Fez, how would you do it? And what weapons would you use?
Yes.
I actually, this is one of few that I actually read and I've been thinking about. But I would have, it'd be a lot like the movie Saw. So Fez would wake up in like a room, just chained to a chair, and I'd ride in on a tricycle with the clown face on. Yeah. I'd say, we're going to play a little game, Fez. And I would give him just any one of our creative topics that we do on here. So and if good. He didn't give us a creative answer in 60 seconds,
yes,
straight away I'd send in the biggest, sweatiest, most naked, hairy man to just like sit on his face and suffocate him with anal juice. Because I kind of figure that would be bitter and sweet for Fez, because he wrestles.
It probably would taste bitter and sweet.
Oh, yeah. And he's always talking about like getting fisted and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
He loves
fisting. I know, yeah. Fisting assholes and fizz. I don't, it's synonymous, the two of them.
So that's how I'd do it.
Yeah.
Saw style.
Well, that's good. I would like to take Fez on a hunt. Just sort of like taking my dog out into the wild. Just like, hey Fez, we're going on a ride. And she's like, okay. And he'd jump into the car and just have his head out the window the whole time. And then I'd take him out like to some forestry. 2 or 3 hours from where we are now.
So he's so like, calculated.
And I just be like, all right, Fez, and just slap him on the ass and set him running. And then I'll just like get my hunting rifle out and spend the next couple of days hunting him.
That's funny.
And then, yeah, it would just be like a glorious hunt, me hunting down Fez. And it would just be like a scene where he's over the edge of like a waterfall. And he's like, don't do this, man. And I just have some massive hunting scope and shoot him right in the mouth.
Nice. Leroy, how would you kill Fez?
Just the way he sweeps the Jägermeister. Just bring multiple bottles. Leave it there for him and start watching him drink and drown himself in alcohol.
Yeah.
Let him drink himself to death.
Yeah, because without us there, going like, oh, I think you've had enough, man.
Yeah. All right. And then to round this out, I would just get a really attractive female and I'd get Fez, but I'd get the female to speak to Fez, but I'd get speak to him. So Fez is standing on the ledge of like a 20-story building. And so his only option is to talk to this female or jump off the edge.
And I know what option he would take. He like, dies of embarrassment or of a horrific fall.
He would say something awkward, or she'd just be like taking a step forward and he'd take a step back until he's up against the edge and you're like, oh shit.
Alright, so that wraps up episode 24. Thanks a lot for listening, guys. Check us out on facebook.com/goodfriendsandfez. And tweet questions at us on twitter.com/goodfriends_NFez. Thanks. Anyone want to take us out here?
Yeah, so thanks for coming, guys. next week we'll have everyone here, Stephen.
Fez impression?
Fez impression.
Everyone got to be
here. Yeah, that was really good, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Stephen, edit this out. Edit this out.
Yeah. Leroy, do your first impression.
First impression.
I don't know, guys.
What?
I don't know if that was you or
Fez. That's it. All right. Thanks, guys.